The Man Who Escaped, Episode 16. Kate is made coke up to look like an old blind man. They've just gone to a pub in Soho. Coke thinks he might find Masters there.
Kate led Coke to a table and then went to the bar to get their drinks.
I've been here before. I was here last week,
she said when she came back. Coke wasn't listening.
Masters isn't here,
he said.
Sure, you didn't expect to walk in and find him just like that.
No, I suppose not.
Time dragged. They sat there for over an hour. More people came in, but Masters wasn't among them. It was getting towards closing time when the barman came to their table.
May I have your empty glasses?
He asked politely. Coke touched him on his sleeve.
Does a man named Eric Masters ever come in here?
He asked. He didn't notice the man standing at the bar who stared at him in the mirror when he mentioned Masters' name. The barman thought for a second.
There's a man named Eric who comes in here a lot. He's a military type. Is that who you mean?
He asked. Coke tried to sound casual when he asked his next question.
Has he been in here today?
The barman nodded.
Yes,
he answered.
He was in this afternoon.
I don't suppose you know where I can find him now?
Coke asked.
I'm afraid not. All I know about him is that he has an antique shop somewhere near Red Lion Square,
he answered.
Wasn't that a bit dangerous?
Kate asked after the barman left.
Yes, it was. But I haven't got much time. I've got to find Masters before the police find me,
he answered.
I still don't understand why you can't simply find his address in the telephone book.
I've already looked. I went through the phone book in your flat. Masters might have a phone, but his number isn't there.
The barman was shouting,
Last orders, please!
When Coke and Kate left. Kate led him through the crowded, bright streets. Most of the pubs were closing. It was 11 o'clock, but the clubs and restaurants were still busy. When they got to Shaftesbury Avenue, Kate called a taxi. Neither she nor Coke noticed the man who was so close behind them in the crowd that he heard Kate say,
Red Lion Square, please,
to the driver. They didn't see him get into a cab and follow them either.